Hey now, have you ever wanted to get your first sale out of the way before you finish your first cup of coffee? Have you ever started your day and it started so great you knew it was going to be the best day you've had this week, or perhaps the best day you've had this month, or maybe even the best day you've had this year? Wouldn't it be great if every day was better than the last? Well, I'm gonna show you how to get your day off to the greatest possible start. That's the subject of this two-part series, and this is part one of The Miracle Morning. It's choices that set you up for success in your day. Join me for that and so much more on this episode of The Inside BS Show. All right, today we're talking about your miracle morning. Now, where does the title Miracle Morning come from? Well, last year I read a book. Well, actually, let me back up. One of my clients came to me and he said, "Dave, I've discovered the greatest book. This book has completely changed my life. It's called The Miracle Morning. It's by an author named Hal Elrod." And he goes by Yo Pal Hal. Literally, that's how he introduces himself. And I thought I was silly calling myself the godfather of consultative selling. Well, so Yo Pal Hal writes this book titled The Miracle Morning. And my client, who's a very successful client, runs a seven-figure law firm, also has another business that also does seven figures. Super successful guy. Been a client of mine for a long time. He's telling me, raving about this book. So I buy the book. I also get the audiobook, and I listen to the audiobook while I'm working out. Takes me 2 days, very short book, about 2.5, 3 hours, I think, total to listen to it. Then I read the book, and I was underwhelmed. In fact, I was so aggravated that I invested that time listening and reading the book. Now, why? Because the things that this gentleman was teaching in the book, to me, were common sense. They were things that I've been doing all the time. And I read the book, you know, I'm 53 years old now while we're having this session together. I read the book when I was 51, and I thought everybody knew this stuff. The book was a bestseller. The author, Hal Elrod, Yo Pal Hal, had gone on all kinds of media tours and everything, and people were raving about the Miracle Morning. So I decided that I was going to create a morning routine for salespeople, a morning routine for professionals, for people who are in consultative sales and consultative selling. So today we're going to cover the choices you make that set you up for success. That's your Miracle Morning part one. And then Miracle Morning part two is the $1 million Miracle Morning, and that's the actual sales activity you do when you get in the office. The first is more personal, the second is the things that you should do to make your sales more successful. So today's show is all about the choices that set you up for success. Here are the five choices you make that set you up for success in your Miracle Morning as a salesperson. Choice number one, when you wake up. Do you get up at 5 a.m. or do you get up at 8 a.m.? In fact, if you want bonus points, you should even get up at 4 a.m. Now, in the Miracle Morning book, Hal Elrod makes a big deal about getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't care what time you get up. What I care about is that you have at least 2 to 3 hours of uninterrupted time from the time you wake up in the morning until you get your first phone call, or you have your first meeting, or you have to deal with a family member to make breakfast for your kids, or have breakfast with your spouse, let's say. So from 5 to 8, that's your, let's call it your sacred hours, okay? That's the time when you should be prepared to have your greatest focus. So I want you getting up no later than 5 o'clock in the morning on weekdays. Now, I know what you're thinking, "Dave, I don't function well on very little sleep." Well, go to bed earlier. I'm not overly concerned with what time you wake up. What I want you to focus on is the time you go to sleep. If you control your sleep when you go to sleep, you will be well rested if you wake up at 5 in the morning. And what do you do at 5 in the morning? Well, I'm gonna get to that. I'll tell you in a second. Go to bed at 9 o'clock. You'll wake up at 5 o'clock automatically after a couple of weeks of practicing this. Now, I know you're thinking, "Oh, that's when I usually have my scotch and I unwind." Skip the scotch and learn to meditate and unwind. I'll do a separate video on the benefits of meditation, but you should eat dinner at 5:30, 6 o'clock. I know that seems so early, but this is a school night. This is a work night, right? 5:30, 6 o'clock, eat dinner. Go to bed no later than 9:30 or 10 o'clock. You'll wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning just fine. Now, as an adult, very few adults get 8 full hours of sleep every night. So if you go to bed at 10 and you wake up at 5, you're going to get 7 hours of sleep, and that's going to be just fine for you. So go to bed earlier, and you'll start to wake up earlier in the morning. Wake up at 5 a.m. instead of 8 a.m. That's your first choice. Your second choice is, do you ease into your day by maybe rearranging the papers on your desk, or do you attack your toughest project? So you get up at 5 a.m., get a coffee maker that automatically brews your coffee for you while you're sleeping, so that when you wake up, your pot of coffee is ready, you pour your coffee in your coffee mug, and you drink your coffee and attack the toughest project you have for the day. Now, why do I want you to attack your toughest project of the day first thing? Because if you get that tough project done between 5 and 8 a.m., the rest of your day is easy. You know you have that project hanging over your head. You went to bed the night before thinking to yourself, oh, I got to do that damn project this morning. I got to do that damn project tomorrow morning. You know you have that project hanging over your head. Between 5 and 8 a.m., attack the toughest project of the day. Throw yourself into it, conquer it, and then the rest of your day is going to seem easy. Now, after you've attacked that tough project, you move on to the third thing. And the third thing you do, well, the third choice you have to make is you've attacked your toughest project. Notice I didn't say check your email. I didn't say read the news or watch the news on TV. The third choice you have to make is, do you exercise or do you check your email? So you've attacked your toughest project between 5 and 8 a.m. The next thing I want you to do is I want you to do some exercise. Now, if you're not someone who's athletic or you're not of an athletic mindset, let's say, you don't like athletics. You're just, that's not you, that's not who you are. Take a walk. Take a nice 30-minute walk to start your day. There's nothing better than a brisk walk. Resets your mind after doing that tough project. You've already had your coffee. You've already attacked your tough project. You reset your mind by taking a really nice 30 to 45-minute walk. Now you're ready to take a shower and go into the rest of your workday. And you'll be at your desk ready to work by 9 o'clock, 9:15 at the latest. Your fourth choice that you need to make, if you're like me and you're working from home, there's a good chance you might have a TV on in the background or off to the side. I have my TV right off to the side here. Your choices are put on like the Today Show or Good Morning America, or put on Bloomberg News or CNBC or Fox Business Channel. I want you to consume business news. Why do I want you to consume business news? Why do I want you to make the choice of watching Bloomberg TV rather than the Today Show? Why do I want you to watch CNBC rather than Good Morning America? I want you to watch business shows because business people watch business shows, and you're gonna have discussions with business people. If you're watching this today and you're a salesperson, you're gonna be selling to a business person if you're in B2B sales. If you're watching this today and you're a professional, you're a CPA, you're an architect, you're an engineer, you're a lawyer, you're going to be having conversations with people who are in business. You need to speak their language. You need to know what's going on in the world. You need to know what's going on with the stock market, with real estate prices, with the price of gold, with the price of oil. You need to have a general comprehension for what's happening in business. For years and years, I worked exclusively with lawyers, and they had no clue what was going on. I asked one lawyer one day, an intellectual property lawyer, I said, hey, what do you think the Fed's going to do today? He said, the Fed? You mean the federales, the guys who regulate drugs? I thought to myself, what are we, in Mexico? The federales? No, the Federal Reserve. They're going to raise interest rates today? Are they going to raise interest rates? What are they going to do? He said, I don't know. I have no idea how that works. You've got to be able to speak the language of business. So your choice between Bloomberg and the Today Show, watch Bloomberg. CNBC and Good Morning America, watch CNBC. Your fifth choice for the Miracle Morning, choices that set you up for success. Do you focus on relationships or do you focus on transactions? You're waking up first thing in the morning, you're tackling your toughest project, and now you've gone ahead and done that. You went and exercised, you stabled your mind, you got your mind stabled, you settled your mind after you were handling that really tough project. You went and took a shower, and then you watched a little Bloomberg while you cleared off your desk and went through your email. Now it's time for you to think about what you're going to do during the course of your day. Maybe you have a whole schedule set up. I want you focusing on relationships. So making phone calls to people to check in, see how they're doing, writing handwritten notes to them. I want you reaching out to people and telling them that you appreciate their business, your current clients. Focusing on relationships is critical for you as you hit the ground running throughout the rest of your day. Now, we covered between 3 a.m. Yeah, you're really getting up early. Covered between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. I gave you some of the things you need to do. Join me for part 2 of this series where we talk about how you can leverage that relationship focus instead of a transactional focus in part 2 of your Miracle Morning. If you want to join me for part 2, there'll be a video filling in right below me. Scroll down, click on that video right now. I'll see you in part 2.